The AWOL Jedi stood waiting in front of their makeshift squadron, a small eye of calm in a frenetic storm of insect activity. The knights were still wearing their rumpled flight suits, staring at the Shadow and Falcon as they landed. Tessar and Zek had the good grace to wear guilty expressions as well, but Jaina and Alima merely looked defiant. Jason and Tahiri betrayed no emotion at all. Mara took her time closing down the ship's systems, allowing their suspense to build, and giving herself a few moments to search the cavernous hangar for any hint of danger in the Force. There was no chance that Jaina or any of the others had been involved in the assault on the Shadow, but someone had attacked her family, and that someone had certainly looked like Killix. Unlike Luke, she was utterly convinced that Raynar Thule would do anything he thought necessary to keep Jaina and the others in the colony, even if that meant ambushing his old friends. Finally, when she could not find even a hint of danger, Mara joined the others in the Shadow's main cabin. Despite a 20-minute rest trance, Luke still looked like an escapee from a spice mine, with sallow skin and red-rimmed eyes. Ben was bright-eyed and eager to meet his cousins. Mara opened the boarding hatch to the cloying, fuel-laced mugginess of the big hangar. Ben was off like a blaster bolt, racing down the stairs and throwing himself into Jaina's arms. She laughed and gave him a warm hug. "Nice to see you too, Ben," Jaina said. "You've grown. It's been a whole year." He smiled mischievously, then added, "Boy, are you guys in trouble." Mara, who was still only halfway down the stairs, cringed inwardly, but Jaina only smiled. "I imagine we are."
"Well, I hope they don't take away your lightsaber or anything."
This caused Jaina's eyes to flash, but Ben didn't seem to notice. He turned to Jason, who had matured into a handsome man with a thick beard and brooding brown eyes, and seemed unable to decide what he should do next. Jason smiled and extended his hand.
"Hello, Ben. I'm your cousin Jason."
"I know you."
Ben took the hand and shook it.
"I have to go, but we can talk later."
"Yes," Jason said. "I'll look forward to that."
Ben took Nana's hand and started toward the Falcon, leaving nothing but an awkward silence between Mara and the AWOL Jedi. Though Luke was the informal leader of the Jedi Order, they had decided that she would be the one to confront them and put them on the defensive.